While broadcast TV has spent lots of energy and money reconfiguring its late-night roster, cable TV is proceeding as usual, churning out shows in prime time that are welcome alternatives to what the major networks have to offer. Our TV critic David Bianculli notes the return of a few such shows tonight.
So far in the year 2010, there hasn't been a better, more compelling serialized drama on TV than the Jay versus Conan battle. But that ended Friday. And ended, for the record, with a farewell show from Conan O'Brien that was classy in its restraint and in his gratitude to NBC for giving him his career in the first place. But that was Friday. Now it's Monday. So now what? On commercial TV, we have one sizzling offering. The fifth hour of 24 on Fox, with Jack Bauer getting involved in a New York assassination plot. On PBS, on American Experience, we have a really interesting biography of Wyatt Earp, one that goes far beyond the usual portrayal of the Western lawman in popular movies. But unless you turn to cable, that's about it. On cable, though, the joint is jumping. The best cable series returning tonight, beginning its third season, is Damages, the intelligently crafted legal series from the FX network. It stars Glenn Close as super lawyer Patty Hughes, a woman who is as successful as she is ruthless. Like Tony Soprano, she's both the hero and villain of her own series. And Close, in this role, is just great. She acts with such range and such subtlety. It's the best and most nuanced performance by a female lead since Helen Mirren starred in Prime Suspect. And Close, in Damages, is keeping some fast company and giving them chances to shine just as brightly. In season one, her main antagonist was played by Ted Danson, in a role that forever shattered his stereotype as the affable bartender Sam Malone on Cheers. The second year, Close played opposite William Hurt, her old co-star from The Big Chill. And this year on Damages, the recurring players include Keith Carradine, who's made a new career of playing great supporting roles in such shows as Deadwood and Dexter. And also new to the series are Lily Tomlin and Martin Short, who, like Ted Danson, play it straight and play it beautifully. The primary plot this year has Patty Hughes prosecuting Louis Tobin, a man accused of a Bernie Madoff-style Ponzi scheme. Here's a scene in which Glenn Close, as Patty, is conducting a deposition. The Tobin family lawyer, played by Martin Short, is there. And answering Patty's questions is Tobin's wife, played by Lily Tomlin. Played very nicely and very icily.
And that's when he told us about the fraud.
That it was a Ponzi scheme.
Yes. He said the business was all a lie. The investments weren't real. He said he couldn't hide it anymore.
Your son Joe contacted the district attorney the next morning. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Did that make you angry?
What my son does is his own business.
Joe worked for your husband. Do you think he knew about the scheme?
Objection calls for speculation. Mrs. Tobin can't be expected to guess what's in her son's head.
You're going to depose Joe? Ask him.
Mrs. Tobin, you say that you knew nothing about your husband's fraud.
Yes.
You shared your life with him for over 40 years, and yet you didn't know that he was stealing.
Actually, I'm so sorry. Darling, can you get me an Earl Grey, no sugar, dash of skim?
She may ask for skim, but Damages is the cream of the crop. Another cable show I enjoy a lot, another one returning tonight, is Secret Diary of a Call Girl, beginning its third season on Showtime. Billy Piper stars as Hannah, a young woman making her way through British society by adopting an alter ego as a prostitute named Belle, and blogging about it. It's based on a real woman in England who not only blogged about her secret life, but published a popular book about it and recently revealed her true identity. As this new season begins, the TV version of Belle has just seen her book published, and her life changes a bit as a result. It all may sound tawdry or tacky, but it really isn't. Piper's vulnerable yet charming performance sees to that. And Secret Diary actually has a lot more class and ambition than, say, your average late-night offering on Cinemax. Finally, also on Showtime tonight, there's a new season of Tracy Ullman's State of the Union, in which the amazing Ullman, half-comedian, half-chameleon, burns through about a dozen outlandish caricatures or impressions in each show. In this year's opener, in the makeup room for a TV talk show, she impersonates not only Rachel Maddow, but Arianna Huffington, Barney Frank, and several others, all at the same time, courtesy of clever editing and special effects. The problem, though, is that the techniques and the makeup are so distracting, the comedy itself is kind of diluted. I feel like I should be laughing more, especially since Ullman's talents are so impressive. But as with Damages and Secret Diary of a Call Girl, Ullman's series is another welcome mid-season return, and another watchable alternative to what the broadcast networks aren't offering these days.
David Bianculli writes for TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film at Rowan University. His new book is called Dangerously Funny, The Uncensored Story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.